Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal to end this evening. Rajya Sabha chairman approves merger of seven Aam Aadmi Party MPs with BJP. Total members' strength rises to 113. India and New Zealand to formally sign free trade agreement in New Delhi this afternoon. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal asserts FTA reflects growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Vidarbha today. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in New Delhi this evening. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nodia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties will be holding rallies across the state. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Barakpur played a key role in 1857, giving strength to India's first war of independence. Addressing a public meeting at Jalebi Mott, the Prime Minister said the entire country is witnessing the development of the northeast while Bengal is undergoing a historic transformation.
मैं हेलीपैड से यहाँ आ रहा था करीब 2 किलोमीटर का रास्ता दोनों तरफ ऐसा लोगों का हुजूम था मैं कल्पना नहीं कर सकता हूँ कि सुबह सुबह हजारों लोग आशीर्वाद देने के लिए आए इससे बड़ा सौभाग्य क्या हो सकता है बंगाल में जहाँ जहाँ गया हूँ बंगाल के लोगों का जो मैंने मिजाज देखा है मैं इस विश्वास के साथ वापिस जा रहा हूँ कि 4 मई के नतीजों के बाद बीजेपी के शपथ ग्रहण समारोह में मुझे आना ही है.
Meanwhile, Trinmul leader Mamata Banerjee has multiple programs scheduled for the day. She will walk in a public outreach march from Sukantu Setu in Jadavpur in support of the party's candidates for the Jadavpur and Toliganj constituencies. Later, she has a public outreach program in her own constituency, Bhavanipur. Trinmul's All India General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee is scheduled to campaign in Ranaghat, Hooghly, Arambagh and Moheshtala in support of party candidates. The total number of members of Parliament of the BJP in Rajya Sabha has increased to 113. In a social media post, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that the chairman of the upper house, C.P. Radhakrishnan, has approved the merger of 7 Aam Aadmi Party turncoat MPs. The MPs include Raghav Chadha, Dr. Ashok Kumar Mittal, Sandeep Pathak, Swati Maliwal and Harbhajan Singh. After the merger, the number of Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the upper house has reduced to 3. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a 2-day visit to Sikkim. We have a report.
The visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi marks an important milestone in the Golden Jubilee year of Sikkim statehood and reflects the Modi government's continued commitment to the sustainable development of Sikkim. Prime Minister will take part in a grand roadshow from Biralo Dwar to MG Marg this afternoon tomorrow. The Prime Minister will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at the historic Paljor Stadium, where he will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. The Sikkim government will present a grand cultural event themed 1,000 Steps of Unity involving nearly 1,500 artists. With Mainak, this is Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
A one-day special session of the Madhya Pradesh Assembly is underway on Nari Shakti Vandan resolution for women's empowerment. A resolution has been tabled in the House to give 33% reservation to women, but it has also triggered a political storm. Leader of opposition Umang Singha demanded 33% reservation for women across all 230 assembly seats in the state. Following this, Congress MLAs raised slogans against the government resolution and walked out of the House. Total 142 Assembly constituencies will go to the polls on Wednesday in the second phase of Assembly election in West Bengal in our series of constituency profiles. Today we look at the Howrah Uttar Assembly constituency.
The Howrah Uttar Assembly constituency in the Howrah district of West Bengal will go to the poll on 29th April under the second phase of general election to the Assembly of West Bengal. The incumbent MLA Gautam Chaudhuri has been fielded again by the Trinamool Congress. Total of 13 candidates, including 7 independents, are in the fray. BJP fielded Umesh Rai. The CPIM candidate is Gautam Rai and the Congress candidate is Om Prakash Jaiswal. Total electors in the Howrah Uttar Assembly constituency as on the last date of nomination are nearly 1,50,000. There are many industrial estates in the Howrah Uttar constituency, most of which are now closed. While BJP, Congress, Left and other political parties alleged that Trinamool Congress failed to bring industry in the state, Trinamool Congress rejected the allegations. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court today took Suomoto case over the brutal assault of a woman advocate by her husband and ordered a probe into allegations that three hospitals denied her emergency treatment. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice J. Joymalia Bagchi acted on a letter by advocates Neha Kalita regarding the attack on her colleague practicing at Karkaduma Courts. The court was told that the victim suffered multiple injuries and was taken to several hospitals that allegedly refused admission and was later treated at AIIMS. Authorities said an FIR was filed and the accused husband was arrested. Expressing concern over denial of treatment, the bench directed the investigating officer to examine the circumstances surrounding the denial of admission and submit a status report. India and New Zealand will sign the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in New Delhi in a short while. The signing ceremony will be presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay. Finalised in December last year, the agreement grants 100% duty-free access for Indian exports across all tariff lines, benefiting diverse sectors. The FTA also opens new avenues in services, mobility, education, healthcare, traditional medicine and investment. Addressing the India-New Zealand Business Forum earlier today, Mr. Goyal said the FTA reflects the shared trust between the two nations and sets the stage for doubling the bilateral economic trade.
Today, as we sign the free trade agreement between the two countries, we are expanding that partnership to open the doors for greater business, larger investments, more trust and confidence in each other, and working towards ensuring that the people of New Zealand and the people of India can work together in the years to come to ensure that the world is a better place to live in, and both our countries benefit equally from this new engagement.
He said the agreement will create new opportunities for businesses in countries, strengthening value chains and further deepening economic partnership. The minister highlighted how India's vast market, skilled talent, digital capabilities and manufacturing strengths complement New Zealand's expertise in agri-tech, clean energy and fintech.
Fair, equitable and balanced free trade agreement of which I think both countries can be proud. And I hope you will continue to work with New Zealand to make sure that that $20 billion FDI comes in very quickly and make the journey of all our friends from New Zealand smoother, handhold them, be more inviting, ensure that they have a seamless journey into India. And likewise, for Indian investors in New Zealand, playing the role of a bridge between the two sides.
Nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2026 are now open for children aged between 5 and 18 years as of 31st July this year. The last date for submission of nominations is the 31st of July. Nominations can be received only through the National Awards portal on awards.gov.in. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at 11 premises across Punjab, including Chandigarh, Ludhiana, Patiala, Nabha and Jalandhar, in the case against former DIG of Punjab Police, Harcharan Singh Bhullar. These searches are being conducted under Section 17 of PMLA. ED said the action arises from predicate offences registered by the CBI and ACB Chandigarh relating to allegations of demand of illegal gratification through a middleman for settlement of a criminal case. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places in the national capital today. According to the IMD, maximum temperature in Delhi is expected to reach 44 degrees Celsius. Similar weather conditions are expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Vidarbh today. The weather agency also predicted warm night conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh and West Madhya Pradesh today. Meanwhile, hot and humid weather conditions have been predicted over Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu during the next 2 days. In the plains of Himachal Pradesh, intense heatwave conditions along with scorching sunlight and hot winds are making it difficult for people to step out of their homes. Along with rising daytime temperatures, an increase in nighttime temperatures has also been recorded.
Intense heatwave conditions are prevailing in the plains of Himachal Pradesh. In districts like Una, Hamirpur, Chamba and Kangra, as well as several other towns, the maximum temperature has been recorded above 40 degrees Celsius over the past few days. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued a yellow alert for heatwave conditions in these districts for today as well. However, the department has forecast rainfall in many parts of the state from April 28 to May 2nd, bringing a possibility of relief from the heat. For now, most parts of Himachal Pradesh continue to grapple with intense heat. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the Meteorological Department has issued a heat wave alert for 5 districts of the Jammu region. Hot and dry weather is likely to continue in Jammu, Kathua, Samba, Riasi and Udhampur districts during the next 2 days with heat wave conditions at a few places. The weather is expected to remain pleasant in the rest of the Union Territory over the next 5 days. In Bangladesh, at least 14 people were killed and several others injured after lightning strikes hit 7 districts during Kalboishakhi Norwester thunderstorms. The storms arrived following more than a week of intense heatwave conditions across parts of the country. On sports, in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In shooting, Indian shooters topped the ISSF Junior World Cup 2026 standings in Cairo with 16 medals, including 5 gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze, with 2 of these coming on the final day. Hemant Barman won silver in the men's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event with an impressive score of 351.7. Sebastian Sawe made history at the London Marathon by becoming the first athlete to run a sub-2-hour marathon in a competitive race. The 31-year-old Kenyan crossed the line to win in 1 hour 59 minutes 30 seconds, more than 1 minute faster than the late Kelvin Kiptum's previous record of 2 hours and 35 seconds set in 2023. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 1% in afternoon trade today, supported by broad-based buying across sectors. The Sensex rose 707 points to 77,372, while the Nifty climbed 218 points to 24,116 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement in New Delhi. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal asserts FTA reflects growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics. Campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal to end this evening. Rajya Sabha chairman approves merger of 7 Aam Aadmi Party MPs with BJP. Total members strength rises to 113. IMD forecasts heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Vidarbh today. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in New Delhi this evening. With that, we end the midday news.